Chapter 20. Those Sinister Black Shadows. Another of the great joys of quitting the weed is to be free of those sinister black shadows at the back of our minds. All smokers know they're fools and close their minds to the ill effects of smoking. For most of our lives, smoking is automatic. But the black shadows are always lurking in our subconscious minds just beneath the surface. There are several marvelous advantages to achieve from quitting smoking. Some of them I was consciously aware of throughout my smoking life, such as the health benefits, saving money, and freedom from self-imposed slavery. However, so obsessed was I in resisting all the attempts of do-gooders and anyone else who tried to persuade me to quit, that all my imagination and energy were directed to finding any flimsy excuse that would allow me to continue to smoke. Amazingly, my most ingenious thoughts occurred when I was actually trying to quit. They were, of course, inspired by the fear and misery I suffered when attempting to quit by using willpower. No way could I block my mind from the health and financial aspects. But now that I'm free, it amazes me how I successfully blocked my mind from even more important advantages of quitting. I've already mentioned the sheer slavery, spending half our lives being allowed to smoke, doing it automatically, and wishing we'd never started. The other half, feeling miserable and deprived because society won't allow us to smoke. In the last chapter, I referred to the incredible joy of having energy again. But for me, the greatest joy of being free was not the health, the money, the energy, or the ending of the slavery. It was the removal of those sinister black shadows. Those feelings of being despised by and apologetic to non-smokers. With those black shadows gone, I finally regained the ability to respect myself. Most smokers aren't the weak-willed, spineless jellyfish that society tends to believe them to be. In every other aspect of my life, I was in control. I loathed myself for being dependent on an evil weed that I knew was ruining my life. I can't tell you of the utter joy of being free from those sinister black shadows, the dependency and the self-loathing. I can't tell you how nice it is to be able to look at all other smokers, whether they be young, old, casual or heavy, not with a feeling of envy, but with a feeling of pity for them, and the elation for you that you are no longer the slave of that insidious weed. The last two chapters have dealt with the considerable advantages of being a non-smoker. I feel it necessary to give a balanced account, so the next chapter lists the advantages of being a smoker.